Roll call, Mr. Asadoria, Ms. Coon, Mr. Malone,
here,
and Mr. Roberts. Mr. McRae is out of town on business. I have not yet heard from Mr. Atwood, so perhaps he'll be here. Anyone from the public for public comment? No. If you've had an opportunity, I'll ask for an approval of the July minutes.
So moved.
It's been moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Purchase approvals are going around. No one here from animal control. Oh, Mr. Corner.
Madam Chairman, I'm just here to be available if there's any questions about the coroner's office. Our monthly report is on file, as is our annual report. And but other than that, nothing to report, ma'am. Thank you.
Are there any questions for the coroner?
Was there another heroin, Steve? Oh. Was there another heroin?
Yeah, we had one a couple of days ago. Yeah. We're about on par with last year. We're going to end up with 20-plus heroin deaths.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Corner.
Thank you.
Sheriff's Office.
Madam Chairman, I think we've got a couple of resolutions of major wells explaining that have to go through this committee.
The first resolution is one that you've already seen in the past, but it's a capital outlay expense. And every time we add any kind of equipment to it, the whole resolution has to go back through again according to purchasing. So the one is about $32,000. We've spent most of that already, but part of that is just equipment that we had to order for 29 units.
New equipment for your 10 new vehicles.
Yeah, but this actually was just an addition, expense, right.
An additional $34,000?
It brings it up to
$34,000.
Yeah, it was like about a $1,500 expense, but they have to send the whole resolution.
Okay, this
back
is the total contract price.
Yeah.
For all the cars?
For all the cars,
for all the equipment. All 10 vehicles.
What kind of equipment is it?
Well, this one here was a couple of fan units for our canine units. Mm-hmm. But the typical equipment that we bought was the light bars and the cages and the consoles for our radios and things, the computers, docking stations.
Okay, and we also have a purchase request for a one-year support renewal software for your security cameras in the amount of $5,555. And is it okay that we do them both together?
I make an omnibus motion for both resolutions.
I'll second that.
Second. Mr. Asadoria?
Aye.
Ms. Coon?
Yes.
Mr. Robinson?
Yes.
And Mr. Malone?
Yes.
So moved. Do you have anything else for your sheriff's office? Are there any additional questions for the sheriff's office? If not, thank you both. License investigator.
Yes, Madam Chairman. Frank won't be here. You probably won't see him for a while. He just found out last week late in the week that his wife came in. He's going to have back surgery done. So it sounds like a recovery time between 6 weeks to 6 months.
Oh, my God.
In the meantime, I'll be assisting with administrative duties here with the committee, and then we're going to find some type of alternative as far as inspection goes on site. No reported violations to the liquor ordinance this month. I hope everyone got the email I sent to them with reports. There was officially no violations, but do want to key in on the Perez Cantina. Apparently there was a large fight, about 30 individuals fighting, made some headlines, and two underage people were arrested for...
Oh, that war in Fairmont City?
It is. There's no evidence that they were sold up on the premise, but we are in contact with Perez Cantina to remind them that they cannot sell alcohol to underage individuals per the state law.
Part of that is Madison County.
Madison County.
Right. I'm sure our deputy would love for it to be in St. Croix.
You're right on that. In addition to that, I had 5 manufactured home park license renewals. Last time we spoke, these 5 haven't gotten their applications in. I was going to take a look at the ordinance about a possible text amendment. Usually our health, our legal counsel on that is Phil Alfeld. He was appointed a judge here last month, so I was trying to get hold of someone with the department. They have signed us the former judge, Dean Sweet, so I'm going to set up a meeting with him as far as make sure our language is strengthened. Yeah, he just walked by, actually. Make sure our language is strengthened as far as applications. But I was on forum with these people basically on a weekly basis to make sure they got their applications in. So with that, if there's any questions in particular about any of these five parks, I'd be more than happy to address that.
If there's no questions, I will entertain a motion that we approve and accept the license renewal of the mobile home parks.
So moved.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Mm-hmm.
And we also, did you want to do it? Okay, we also have an application for a liquor license for the Blue Springs Cafe. It's new owner. Everything has been taken care of as far as all of the checks have been.
Background checks were acceptable
checks
and zoning and approved.
Yeah, their property is on B3 Highway Business District. A restaurant is a permitted use in there, so they're clear.
On
zone.
George Street in Highland, yeah. I believe it is.
Mm-hmm. So may I have a motion for approval of this?
So moved. I'll second.
It's been moved by Ms. Kuhn and seconded by Mr. Asadorian. All in favor?
Aye.
So moved. Is there anything else for the license investigator?
Tell me.
If not, thank you, Bob. Emergency management.
Thank you, guys.
I only have one thing, Madam Chairman. That's we had our first successful outreach program for disaster preparedness, and that was at the Troy Homecoming. We were there for 3 days, signed up over 40 people to Code Red, and passed out over 500 pamphlets on disaster safety awareness. And we're scheduled to do the air show in Bethalto next. So,
are you guys looking for places to go?
Pardon?
Are you looking for places to go?
Yes, we are.
Okay, I'll get to you. They're having the Liquor Place Festival in Granite the third Saturday of September.
Okay. As long as they give us space for booths?
Yeah. I'm sure they will.
So. Yeah, the volunteers really enjoyed it, so it was great. It was a great success.
Okay. Anything else for emergency management? If not, 911.
Yes, Madam Chairman. This is a renewal on a contract, maintenance contract for our UPS system. It's a yearly renewal in the amount of $6,025.
You've heard the request from the 911 office for a contract renewal.
From what?
It's
uninterrupted power supply.
Okay.
That's the backup battery system.
Okay.
In the amount of $6,025.
Motion to approve.
There's been motions. Mr. Asadorian.
Aye.
Ms. Kuhn.
Yes.
Mr. Robinson.
Yes.
Mr. Milan.
Aye.
So moved.
Thank you.
Well, do you have anything else for us today?
No, ma'am, I don't.
Are there any questions for the 911 office? If not, thank you. You've had an opportunity to view the purchase approvals. May I have a motion on that?
So moved.
Second.
Mr. Asadorian?
Question? Aye.
Ms. Cohn?
Yes.
Mr. Robinson?
Yes.
Mr. Milan?
Yes.
So moved. Do we have any new business come before this committee today?
Hey, what's going on here?
We do have our report to submit for mobile home licenses and amusement license. May I have a motion that we do submit this report at our next meeting? Move. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
So move. And it is going around for signatures. Did we have any new business to come before this committee today? If no new business, I'll ask for a motion for adjournment.
So move.
Been moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Here. So we're leaving.